We're joined in studio by Boyd Houston Robert. He's an LSU graduate, 1987, a cattleman, and then he got into a different line of work and is making headway in a fascinating area, one of immense importance, a stem cell therapy, and he is the founder of the Louisiana Regenerative Medicine Center. And good morning to you, Boyd Robert.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
And I must say, Boyd is not an underwriter. He was suggested by a few listeners, and what a fascinating story. How in the world did you make this transformation?
You know, it's interesting, really. My other business is a cattle brokerage company, and a friend of mine in Kansas that I've known for years from that business actually opened a clinic, a stem cell clinic in Manhattan, Kansas. And, you know, just knowing him, he had gone through stem cell therapy, had terrible knees, was in his mid-50s. Doctor said, you're going to have your knees replaced. Learned about stem cell therapy, went out to California, had it done. And it just worked so good for him, he decided to open a clinic in Manhattan, Kansas. And the doctors where all it started out in California, his name is John Forley, said, well, John, there's more people within 50 square miles of our office than there is in the whole state of Kansas. And he said, I don't know, I believe in it, and I want to do it. And it's the busiest stem cell clinic in the country today. And we started out partnering with those guys, and that's how, you know, we eventually got to Baton Rouge.
You're saying yours is the busiest?
No, the clinic in Kansas has been around a good bit longer than
ours. But yours is pretty brisk, too. And I understand, you know, when I think of stem cell therapy, I think of various things. But I didn't know it was involved in so many facets of health. You treat a lot of people for various maladies, what have you, with stem cell therapy, don't you?
That's correct. The nature of adult stem cells that we use, is that they're your body's healing cells. And Jim, I always use the example, a stem cell is an undifferentiated cell that can turn into anything. So if you cut your finger, it's stem cells that come to the surface, they turn into skin cells, and they heal that. And that's what they do in the human body. They maintain and repair the body. And doctors have found through the years that there's stores of them in your body. I mean, you have stem cells throughout your body, but the only place they're really in abundance for therapeutic use is bone marrow and fat. And, you know, the advantage to fat is that it's easier to get to, and there's 500 times more cells. So, but it really started out more on the bone marrow end. And just through some regulatory action and that, the adipose or fat became more popular, and I think a superior procedure for a one-time procedure.
877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org for Boyd Robert, the founder of the Louisiana Regenerative Medicine Center. And he is involved in stem cell research, and I figured this might be an inquiry from Katie about there have been reports that fetal tissue has been used for stem cell research in various parts of the country, and those that has happened. But in your line of work, do you use where does the material come from?
Yeah, I think Jim, a lot of people's, you know, their recollection or the first they heard about stem cells was during the Bush administration. The embryonic stem cells were very controversial, and they, you know, they do get them from aborted fetuses, and there's a lot of research being done. But, you know, there's two types of stem cells. There's adult stem cells and embryonic. An embryonic stem cell's job is to create something, an arm, leg, liver, heart. An adult stem cell's job is to maintain and repair the body. So we don't use embryonic stem cells at all. Ours are, you know, that's a pay grade much higher than us. I mean, they're trying to rebuild a human heart with those things.
How do you acquire the stem cells?
So we go in and we do a little mini liposuction. And when I say mini, you know, doctors doing liposuctions will take up to 5,000 milliliters of fat. We take 50 milliliters, and we do a little incision about the size of a surgical scalpel in your love handles going under the skin.
Really?
Yeah, most people are like, I get to do a liposuction too, but it's really not much of a liposuction, very mini liposuction. But we take out about 50 cc's of fat, and then we have a process where we incubate it and centrifuge it. And we get that down to about 20 cc's of what's called stromal vascular fraction, which is rich in these stem cells. And we'll inject – you can actually put stem cells – you can give it to someone IV. They're like homing beacons. Mm-hmm. They'll travel throughout the body and find inflammation. The problem with joints and the spine is that there's no blood flow in those areas. So we direct through, you know, ultrasound guidance, we inject directly into knees, hips, mm-hmm. shoulders. It's a short – about a two-and-a-half-hour procedure. Most of that is just us processing cells. It's quick. There's no general anesthesia, just a local anesthesia. It's you know, and you go back to your life.
You're not a doctor.
I'm not,
you
actually.
You personally don't do this, do
no,
you?
No, no. We have three doctors on staff at Louisiana Regenerative. I'm just one of the owners of the clinic, you know. And so I've learned so much. I've really enjoyed this business and talking to people. And it's, you know, healthcare is an interesting field. I think what we're doing is the future of medicine. But we've got some regulatory issues out in front of us, and we'll see how that shakes out.
Now, should I put away stem cells for a rainy day, my own stem cells, in case I've got some kind of an issue down the line? Would that help?
Well, there's some of you can. That's another. You can bank these stem cells. You can cryobank them. There's companies that do that. One of the pioneers of stem cells, a company called Regenex, was bone marrow stem cell people, and they would bone marrow is good stem cells, but they're not. They just don't have as many as you do in fat. And when Regenex pioneered their procedure, they would take out, they do a hip aspirate, take out those stem cells, go into a lab and culture them and grow them and bring the patient back and inject them. But FDA went to court with them and stopped them from doing that. But they're still doing some in this country.
We'll spend a few more minutes with Boyd Robert. He is the founder of the Louisiana Regenerative Medicine Center. We're back after this timeout. Your number is 877-217-5757. Now the news. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. In just a few minutes, we're going to hear from a fascinating gentleman, and this is fascinating with a capital F, Christopher Fulton. He has an amazing story about evidence that he harbored during the aftermath of the Kennedy assassination, and he went to jail, and he's written about it. And it's a remarkable read and a great story on the 102nd anniversary of the birth of our 35th American president, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. But we're spending a few more minutes with Boyd Robert, who's president and founder of the Louisiana Regenerative Medicine Center. And this type of therapy that is offered, stem cell therapy, includes uses for orthopedic issues, cardiac, pulmonary conditions. Some people might not appreciate that, as well as anti-immune disorders. And FDA approval for various stem cell research, I'm sure, is ongoing. How is that going right now?
Well, it's interesting. This year, there's two court cases between adipose-derived stem cell networks, if you will, groups of clinics, and the FDA. So we'll probably know better by the end of 2019.
What is the most common therapy as far as the disorders that it is?
You know, 90% of what we do is orthopedic stuff. And you asked about banking cells. When you get into some of the autoimmune things, then it would make a lot of sense. But, you know, bad knees, shoulders, hips, it's usually a one-time deal. You know, if it's going to help you, it's going to help you. We've been in business 3 years. I think we've had one person that did their knees right when we started and came back mm-hmm. 2.5 years later and got a good result but wanted to touch them up, you know. So.
Is this usually done through injections?
Yes, through injections.
Well, it's a fascinating story, and your backstory is amazing, being a cattleman and getting into this line of work. But Boyd Robert, we appreciate you sharing your information today, and we'll be calling again. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me on, Jim.
Boyd Robert, who's president and founder of the Louisiana Regenerative Medicine Center.